Gebüde der Seelsammlung, Gebüde der Anna, Deise, die Tanja, Spur, der Kölner, die Tanja, die nur an Deise. So, Gebüde says that the Spur is with the Shosson, and it's not considered as the Zaini. And it's not considered as the Zaini. So, Mele, she's a Zinzo. So, Mele, if somebody is Boal, a Shvuyo, Yanis, Mifate, in Shvuyo, he's Chayef Nas. And Radeise says, Ligabe Achille Betrumo. So, a Zaini is Posel, Melechel Betrumo. So, Radeise says, she's Sheo, Melechel Betrumo. Lichioma, the Shvuyo Achille Betrumo, the Radeise, and Radeise, Chima also, Arbi, Alo, because on the rice level, everybody's made even the Rabbonon. That the mountain like Yichud, Nesna Yichud. So the fact that the Shaboy, the captor, was Mishiachet with her, does not create even a suffix in so. So it's Valeroy Zinzo, but Midrabonon, she's considered a Zinzo. So Mele seems on the rise level. He certainly hired the Knas. The Chachomim wouldn't apply the Takone in such a way that the Chaiti, the Manis, the Mifate, would be Nisi. Aber Hosom, Kirabonon Zirale, in other words, Ligabe, Gabi Trumo, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would agree with the Rabbanon that Ishvuyo is not Tach, is Psulon Lecho Betrum. Inam Adkav Kama Rabbi Deisho Hosom, that she is Muteres Lecho Betrum or El Betrum the Rabbanon. Aber Knaz the Reif says Rabbanon Sfiroi. Omer Abaye Betanye the Rabbi Yehuda Hoche, Shlechei Tiniskeya, Vatanye, Rabbi Yehuda Ime, Ashvuyo Shemish Beisharei אפילו בססר, שוני כסובוס המסי, ואוס המאי שריחי תניקה רנקה. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda consider as Ishvuyo as by the Lord Zinso, even in a case where there is no time of Chetiniskia. Hosom name, there is no time of Chetiniskia, but since Midaraitse, she's by the Lord Zinso, so she's entitled to the Ksuvi. And I mean, if a contraption is real, the Ksuvi is the Reise, she's entitled to the Reise, the Ksuvi. So, but the Chafomin or Misaki, that she has a din of Zin, so here the Chafomin wouldn't apply the Takone. Rabbi Yehuda says, today, also Named, in other words, if she'll be considered as a bulo, so people will be reluctant to marry. We saw Rabbi Yehuda with Kishosa Kaime, Vatanya Pedes Hashvuo Yisoeno. So in other words, he's allowed to marry her. In other words, even if he's a kid, he's allowed to marry her. So, oh no, one second. May Bolo Yisero. Rabudeim Abin Kachlo and Kachlo Yisero. Hobufetash. Amrit Abinis Ashfu Yisero. Vodotone May Bolo Yisero. Mishum de May Bolo Yisero. O Holikash. Horeko. Hapedis Ashfu Yo. O May Bolo Yisero. May Bolo, but he was not paid there. May Bolo Kidai. He was just an atheist, but he didn't redeem her. Somebody else redeemed her. Luisiano. Why is Luisiano? Because since he didn't redeem her, and somebody else redeemed her, so Mele, if he's going to marry her, so then there'll be a Shoshe. Maybe he testified that he did. That there was no use, and in order to be able to marry her, so there's a Shosha Mishag. The comment Tashira Yude, אומר אכפות באמר אפילו דאמר, ואם כך ואם כך, הוא יסיין. רבו נבל הראשון אמר, זה לא מזיק טוני, רבלו דל דבריהם דרבונות כל. וידי בין כך ובין כך לא יזר, אלא ידחו בקוש דרך שושה, מי שבוי אבזינץ, וצוי קייליס נטל אלטמריה, אלא ידחו בין כך ובין כך לא יזר, אלא ידחו בין כך ובין כך לא יזר, ורבונון, הפיינס השבוי אומרי בו יזר, נרוויץ ודיד בוט, he was the one who spent the money in order to redeem her from the captors, and then he testified that he saw he was with them all the time, and there was no use. And so then he's allowed to marry her. Why? They show the Inish Zuzibildi. Made Bob, he did, just made, without it being there, without him spending money. Shema Enof Nasam. So the question is, how can we say that Meidbo Kiddi is Lo Yisein or Hashem Ma'inof Nosam? After all, everybody knows that the mitzvah of Bidli Shvui is the biggest mitzvah in the world. Biggest mitzvah in the Shukhnoch Paskins in your day that have Bidli Shvui, because there is a constant forces also. If you would let her stay, you know, with the captors, so then one is mechuyev to be made culminating, because like this, by his doctor, we say up to a tenth of his property, up to a fifth, called the Rambam, and Yerushim Shite is up to a tenth, and the Rambam Shite is up to a fifth. Why is that machleik is whether a tenth or a fifth? Because Yaakov Avinu says, V'chol Hashem Titimu, Ase Asrenoch. So Rabbi Yeruchem says, Ase Asrenoch, I'll tithe it. In other words, I'll give it him. What the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnah, the first Mishnah, the fifth. Why? Because he said twice, Ase, one tenth. Asrenoch, another tenth. So two tenths. So he's one fifth. So there's the Rambam Shite. The Ramah in Hilchos Luhim, Tov Reish Nivov, Paskins like Rabbi Yeruchem, where the Rambam Shite is at a fifth. But Pidyon Shvuyim, Yadei Paskins, that is Mechuyev Lehitzi Komomene. So how does the Gemara say, Rishode in Yisuzi Berdi, Berdi, Eszerni, he's Mechuyev to Lehitzi all the money. The answer is, one is mechuyev to be meitzi all the money. In other words, if one person is the only one who has the money, and no other people have money, so then is mechuyev to be meitzi all the money. But suppose the expenses can be shared, so then it is shared. Leave mummy in such a case, leave mummy in the one who is rich, gives more, and the one who is relatively poor gives less. So here, we don't have reference to a case where the one who redeemed her, and then he testified that he saw he was with the kefter and the shvui all the time, there was no news. So he's the only one who has the money to redeem her. The ordinary case, there are many Jews who have money, and he spent all the money to redeem her. He didn't even demand that the other Jews should share with him, so that's not his chiyuv, he's not mechuyev. Only if he is the only one who can spend the money, and other people don't have any money. But if there are 10 other people who can share with him, so he's not mechuyev to give all his money, so it has to be allocated. I'll be mumming according to the more in Bulubasra, not lifting the forces, in certain things, so it's allocated lifting the forces, but in certain things, it's allocated lifting money in regard to stock, so it's not lifting the forces. In other words, a poor man does not have to contribute towards the kupe as much as a rich man. And here we have referenced the case that the other Jews could share with him, and he undertook to give all the money. So that's a lie. That is true, because if it hadn't been true, he wouldn't have spent his money. Kommer a fabe bas mul a geis. Di soba a tinde di shos kein. Va tanye a di yerish in skayo. Vi o a sudam. Da blude im da ye shait. Da beis ye me a rei khonos. That has to do with the first Mishnah in Yilu. There is a machleket between Shammai and Yilu. That Shammai here is making. In other words, if a Shammai says, Kolanoshi is Dan Shaita. If a woman, let's say, made a bdike, a shredishness, and she found herself weak, then she made a bdike, a shredish here, and she found Dan on the bdike. So Shammai says she doesn't have even the Gabi Tumas, so she doesn't have to consider herself Tomei as of the day that she was Tomei. In other words, Aleph Nisan, she was Toya. So we don't have to be racist. Maybe in the afternoon of Aleph Nisan, she already had Dam, and she didn't notice it. And the reason is why she didn't notice it, because she didn't make a big. And Hillel says, Hillel is a Mahmer, and Hillel says that she ligabi tumeis, she mistame all the kochim that she touched as of Aleph Nisan, and as of Aleph Nisan. It's a hunger ligabi tumeis. The Chachomim Emrim, loy kidivrisei veloy kidivrisei, elo mitame mislex. In other words, if she made a dike an aleph ear, so that is the 31st as of Nisan, so, and she was tomei, so all the tumes she touched within the 24 hours prior to. So may slays my metas on the my metas may slays. So now here the price says Adiereshen is Gaio, Viroa Sotam, Rabmeir Abude in Mir Dayoshait. In other words, Adiere, as long as she is a Goye, so her dam is in the town. But after Geus, her dam is metame, she's a basi soil. Suppose she was miskayer. And she didn't make any bdike. Any bdike, I mean, since the Geos until a certain day. So Rabbi says, Dayashaito, she's not metame in the tumes that she touched before this bdike. Only metame habe. So the tumes that she touches will be considered tummy. Rabbi Yisrael Meir, Harei Yi Kechol Anoshim. In Kechol Anoshim, like the Chachomim, because we pass from the Chachomim, so she's mitame, Yisrael, any tumis that she touched within the 24 hours prior. And mitame, Yisrael, some people are kidding. Utsrichol Hamtim Yimuchatosh. Divine and beauty. In other words, the Chachomim of Misakim, the Allah of Afchon of Gimuchadosh, Kide Lahafrin, being the Zera of the first Baal. So the primarily the Takone was enacted in regard to Igrushi. If a woman was divorced from the husband, she's not allowed to get married to another husband until she waits 90 days as of the time she received the gift. because if she gets married, let's say, a week after the divorce, so then there'll be a suffix. Suppose she conceives and she has a child, so there'll be a suffix to best. Is the child that she gives birth to a Ben Zion? A Ben Zion Lisheni, or is it Ben Tesserich? So there is a machlekes between Shmuel and another one Doma. According to Shmuel, so it's a deraisa, because the Torah says that Avraham Avinu, the Rebbein Shem, said l'chol zaracho. In other words, he has to be miyuches. Miyuches means we know whose child is, but if she gives birth to a child and she doesn't know whose child it is, whether it's the child of the first husband or the child of the second husband, so she's either on the Isa, she's either the husband and she's either on the Isa, l'chol zarach. And then another Amira says in the Paschal, another Amira, that it's only in Isa Rabbanon. Zero, Shemo, Yiso, Achesei Basile. That's the Gemara in Yevamos.
From Vizam Dalf. Amai, Omar Rav Nachman, at the top of the Omid. Omar Rav Nachman, Moshmuel, Mishin Omar Kho, Lish Lachor Elikim, Uzaracho Achecho, Behafrim Zan Shalvishim, Zan Shalshim. So, then Rav Omar, Zero Shem Yimtso, Esachi Sinodif, Viyabin, Eishisochi, Meime. What is that? So Rove says, it's Exeret Rabbanon, Im Nisi Steph Shleisho, the old of Ruben Tess, the Rishon. And so in other words, Vinilad Vibesi Shalsheni, Visovo שובני ויסו אס פספלו הרישי שיש לו מישה אחרס ויחי סי מן אוף וקוציאו ביסיומי סין סימוס בון אינו אינדר שוס in the home of the second husband, that is the child of the second husband, but there is a possibility he is even Teslavish, so he is the son of the first husband, and then he'll take it for granted that he is the son of the second husband, and he might marry the daughter of the first husband. So because of that zeire, the Chachomim asked for a woman, a kushe, to get married until she waits three chodoshim, 90 days, because the shloish chodoshim nikahuda. I mean, the shayla is today when you can determine it without waiting 3 months. So then. And then it's told in the Shaila whether the Gzeire applies even to a case where she was separated from the husband, let's say. She was divorced from the husband, let's say, a month ago, but they were separated for a number of months. So one Mandoma says that we are Gzeire even when she was separated. So Mele, today, when you make a determination on the basis of tests, of pregnancy, so it's also but there are many kules in this case. So the Gemara says, the Sovar Adrimi Shosakane, Vatanya Gideirishin is Gairo, the Rasadam, the Judei Medayo Shaito. רבי סימאר יקחו אנושים את המשלעים כדי הוא צריך להמתין גימו חדוש דברי רבי יהודי רבי סימאתי לאורי סבוי נוסים יד סובות זה קשה אלו הסתיר איתו כסבאות אגיירס so רבי יהודי says אגיירס does not have to wait 3 months.
She
does have to wait. In other words, because we are Haitians, maybe she was Misapo from the first husband. So why does the Buddha say, Shvuyo? So after all, the Kefter, he has no scruples, and he could be Manasseh, and no one will say anything against him. So why does Rabbi Yehuda say that she did this also? We don't have to be cheshish. The Gabi Yehuda is cheshish. Maybe she was nival. Maybe she was nival to the first husband and she conceived of him. And the Gabi, a Shvuyo, Rabbi Yehuda says, with Yosekai, Omalei, the years are Shvuyo Kodomis. Koromis, Gieres, Lintranafshe, because a Gieres, so she doesn't watch out, so, but here, Shvuyo is Lintranafshe, because she knows that if the Anos will be poor, so she'll be a Solikun. So what can she do after all? He can rape her. She has a way, so it might explain. Because Bishas even if it's Venus, she can be Misaperes and prevent conception. Viromishwe Ashwe, Itanye, Abigeres Vashwe Vashifo, Shenid Vishen Gayo, the Vishenishtacheru, Isheres Aubnez Gimushan Mechot, So Rabbi Yehuda says it spells it out in the Dar to Shvuyah that Shrich Alamti in the Mochadosh. Rabbi Yehisi Mata Leoris from Nosim Yad Ishtik Omlein Nishmi Rabbo Omlein Hoch Omar Afshishes
words, when a Buddha says that the Shvuya has to be mounted in the Chodoshim, when there is Eves, that was in so the question is, why is Rabbeisi Chavit? Yochem, my time with Rabbeisi, the Eves, Oma, Rabbe, Kosova Rabbeisi, Isho, Mizane, Mishameshes, Bimeich, Shalai Tisanya. In other words, when a woman is Nival Daras Nuz, and especially here, when it's Sali Deines, so then she does everything in the world to prevent conception. So what does she do when she sees that the captor tries to force her? So she puts Meich inside to prevent conception. Bishleime Eres Kindaitami
Gura. Well, Rashi says after the year.
Yeah, that's a machlikis. After Rashi says here, Misenes Meich Laacha Bilei Yishevis Hazah. Not after, not before. But in the Sugya in Yevomes, that after base, you must be Shams Meir, Rashi says, Kedem, like all this God. So, Bishle Migeres, Kedem Daitem in the way, in her Nafshi. Since, in other words, she was Mizani, and it was better while she's Goye. So, the Isa of Kona, for Akmiye, is an Isa that applies to Israel. It doesn't apply to Goye. It's not one of the things that in the Hamuza, the Rambam says in the Talmud of Hasidus, came back to the world of the ancient Bishuk, in Megdesh, in Smamish. So it was allowed. Some male, but she already decided to be this guy here. So when she's in Zane before the chaos, and that is the head there, is Minter Nafshi. So she puts in Meir in order to destroy the conception. Shvui Named Liade Eiche Mantelo. So Shvui also, since she doesn't know what the captor will do, so Yadich Mantelo, Shepoim Limecho, he suffered till the Mantelo, the Gabi Yisrael, because usually when he kept her, when he captured, he was Yisrael, he didn't keep her for a long time. He used, you know, for the business, so he used to sell her to anybody who will redeem her. Some male she anticipated. He might sell her to a Jew, because after all, Jews are eager to redeem Bnei Yisrael. So Mele, she's also careful, and she uses Meir in order to prevent or to destroy conception. And Shifrename, so also, because if the Odin decides to be Shachar a Shifre, it doesn't happen, you know, he splits it. So he probably thought about it, and the Shifre anticipates a Shichu. So Mele, when she has Bia with the Nevet, is before the Shichu, she also does everything to prevent conception. Ela Yitzib Shemayin, Ma'ikal Neymar. Yitzib Shemayin, so that happens accidentally. How could she anticipate that? Vichiteime. Kol Meila Leoma Rapleisi, that in Ochaname, Rapleisi is on the mat here, by Shifro Shemishtachro, but not by Shifro. She gets it, she's lying. הרענון של רפותת ממילא, it is not something that she expects, and still, Titania, Hanusom Futo, Tsukhot, Kodoshi, Tino Rebude, Rebisi, Master Yoris, who knows him yet, Elomarade, Kosova, Rebisi, Isha Mizane, Misa Peres, Jewisha Mizane. In other words, it's not only because she anticipates that the general will be willing to marry her. In general, when a woman has Bieder's news, so she doesn't want to have a child, then she'll have a bird. And after all, she's not interested in assuming the responsibility, of raising a child. So generally, whenever a woman has news, so she does, she's misateches, bishas bie, in order, she doesn't even have to resort to meich, you see. So she's misateches, bishas bie, and because as far as meich is concerned, so she needs time to prepare the meich. She can't get it like this. But suppose somebody's man is my father, she didn't even anticipate it, so she couldn't have prepared the meich before the bee or after the bee. Mashayim came with her parents. There's something she doesn't have to prepare. She does it at the time of the bee itself.
Well, and she's allowed to do it?
Yes.
Ms. Hapakas is mother?
Why should it be also? We'll soon discuss that. The Indian, you know, of Kim Noshin Shamshin. But if it is Kim Noshin Shamshin Mech, Ktano Beres Mech. Why? Because Shevodisaber and the God of Lot will be Nasi Sandals of Mele, it will cause another fetus to be aborted. And Divarabeya, the Chachomi mainly, Mishameshes Veileches, because she not so much. So, Im Noshi are allowed to use contraceptives, what Mishamesh the male, contraceptives. Why? Because of Sakonit to the Tinnik. So the question is it based upon Pekach Nefesh? How could we say Pekach Nefesh? Let him divorce her. That's not Pekach Nefesh. So Dachiezer says in the Mopashim, a simple thing, that we don't have to resort to Pekach Nefesh, because a husband is allowed to have a relationship with his wife, who is sterile, who is not called. Why doesn't it involve Ashfos Zerah? The answer is, Ashfos Zerah does not mean any beer that is not conducive to children, Ashfos Zerah. As long as the beer is Kidera Ha'elon, so there is no Yisra. On the contrary, there is a Chivaveno. Suppose the woman is in such a state that she couldn't possibly conceive. He's still Mechuyet in the Mitzvah Seino, in his Divar Alav of Shirok Susovino Sumiga. So that's it of a portion. So melee, but for an ordinary woman where there is no good reason, let's say, as to why she should use contraceptives. So if she uses contraceptives, if she should shavesh the male, so then it's not the Achayla. It's not the Achayla. But if there is a reason, doesn't mean Pekach Nefesh. Suppose the woman suffers, I mean, there's the Shaila that comes up all the time from various pains. She won't die Chas V'Shalom if she conceives. But she'll have a lot of pain. She'll have to stay in bed because there'll be complications. So it's also mutar for her, for the husband, and for her to be Shamil Meir, because if it's possible with impunity, in other words, without any sickness and without any complications to conceive, so then the Derech Ha'Elam, the Derech Bia, is Dafke Al Meir. On the contrary, he will not even be Mekayem in Mitzvah Veine if he is not Meshamesh Al Meir, because the Mitzvah Veine is a chiyuv to the woman. For Aye, if the wife is Meichel, he can go away even for many months and for years, and without him. So since it's a chiyuv to the woman, so whatever is best for the woman, that's the achayo. But so most Rishim say, Rabbi Tam says in the Chiyash, and many other Rishim say it, if Rashi, he doesn't commit himself in the Bames either way, that Gimul Noshim Shamshi B'meich doesn't mean that only the three women, Ketanam, Uberes, and Nekes, are allowed to be Shamshi B'meich, and other women are also. Gimul Noshim, according to Rabbi Yom Shamshi, they are Mechuyim of the Dit of Shamshi B'meich. Other Noshim are not Mechuyim. And Chachomim Emri, Shem Apsoim Hashem, and Sim Shamesh is Kitar. So it doesn't mean that even the Gimul Noshim are also to Mishamesh Meir. Whereas Rabbi Meir said that the Gimul Noshim are obligated to Mishamesh Meir, and Rabbi Meir doesn't rely on Shem Apsoim Hashem. So Chachomim say that even the Gimul Noshim are allowed to Mishamesh Meir. And they don't have to be the Chesh. Maybe the other child with whom she's embarrassed will be aborted as a result of that. Because Shem of Shem. And the Kiesef in the Bomes mentions the name of the people, that Shem of Shem Hashem does not mean there is no Sakonim. There is a Sakonim, but it's the other. So maybe the Kiesef in the Bomes, the finality, in the Sukhi, in the Morning of Homes, the Morning says in the Homes, that I know from Dalit, that call out one Shoma, that the Israelites formed the Midbar, and they didn't have their Ruach Dreinis, so they were not Maulah children, because if they don't have the proper, the Ruach Dreinis, so then Chas V'Sholem, there's the possibility that the teenage might be raised Magmas. Of course, that Gemara is reference to a case like the Israelites in the Midbar, where they didn't have comfortable homes, you know, with steam and so on. So then, if the weather is not proper, so then there is a sakon that the teenage might be raised Magmas. Or even not in the Midbar, but if somebody lives in a tent, you know, so it's also a Sakonim. But if somebody lives in homes that are warm and so on, so there's no Sakonim. So the Gemara says, Hilkach, since that was in Shomer, that the Israelites were in the Midbar, so you're not among the children, so the Amen. The inne in a cloudy day or on a rainy day, we should not be among the children. In other words, if the child happens to be in a tent, so then that is not protected against the weather, against the rain, against the wind, against and so on. So then he shouldn't be among the child. So then the Abaye says, Omar Abaye, or even the Doshe Berabi, Shimon Soim Hashem. So it doesn't mean Doshe Berabi, so no Sakonit. Doshe Berabi is the Heta, but the Sakonit is. And then, so he says in the name of the ritual, suppose the father is afraid All people are accustomed, you know, to be mild children. But he is afraid. He is overcautious. So then he doesn't have to be a long child. Because the halacha, that because there is the heter of Yoch Nefesh. So even if all the people do it, it doesn't mean that this shosh of Sakon do
it. It's not limited. I thought you said there is a certain law that you would not be allowed to do it on Shabbos.
One second. But even if the Yiddish means it's not Shabbos, it's Sunday, Monday. So if the father is afraid, he doesn't have to do it.
Ever?
But if you want.
So there would never be a chiyuv then for a mila?
Why not?
Only if
you live in a tent that is not protected against rain, against wind, but if you live in the houses like today, so there's no shoshim whatsoever. So he says, but if he wants to, I only says, for idnei doshemi rabbi, shem apsoim Hashem. So Mele, if he wants to be mild, he can be mild. But suppose he's afraid, he doesn't have to be mild. Mele is the Mashmini and Shabbos. So he's not allowed to be mild. Because of the Gemore, Samadalet, this Gemore Yehine, so he's the final. But then there is Gemore, that Samadalet is promised that a certain woman, they had one child, and he was Mesmach Masmule. Doesn't necessarily that the same mother, as long as in the family you had two kids or three kids of Mesmach Masmule. In other words, so then it creates a reason, so maybe the children in that family suffer from hemophilia. You know, if a child suffers from hemophilia, so then he might be Mesmach Masmule. So a certain woman had a child and he was mild and the child died. Then another child and he died. Now according to Rabbi, the twice is a chazakim. So she was not allowed to be mild the third child until he grows up and there is no sakon, but not while he's an infant of 8 days. So, but she didn't escape violence. And she was mild. And fortunately, didn't die. So she told it to Bebe, to Refriye, similar case happened to Refriye. So Rebbe told her, Refriye told her, Koshmis, Isura Misakonte. So Rashi says, you tie together, you have the combination of two Isura. One is sakane, you endanger the life of the child. So mele you are iveran, and we summit on the reacho, we kumma say, and then it was, she was mild, the third child, I mean the male was mild, the third child, bimakipur, shechamir, bishadis. So, and then Isa Lorina to the soul, Isa Maloche Bimakipurim, Isa Maloche Bimashat. So Rashi says, why? Because Mila Shalom Bismano is not the Hashemis. Only Mila Bismano is the Hashemis. What is considered Smano? Smano does not mean day. Smano means when it's imperative that the child must be Mila. But if there is a Shoshet Sakon, and even the Shoshef Fate of Sakoni is the Hakolatari Pulit. Because the stasis in Yuma explains the high Ben, which is Yomut Ben, so implies the Rosh Yomut Ben that there shouldn't be any remote possibility of a Sakoni. Rabchai used to say, my father used to say, I'm not true suffering from Tikoach Nefesh is the Hashab. 1 millionth of a doubt. I mean, the question is, but 1 million of the doubt, you find never in the at all. There is such a case, such an excess of Mesmach Masmule. The answer is, in the ordinary case, there is a amulon to suffering. maybe more than a million to 1 million, maybe 1 in 100,000, but you couldn't say because then you could never be kind to Mitzvah Spirit, because there is always a million to something of sacrifice. So this is a sacrifice. But if there is another, an extra million to something, you know, over and above the usual million to something that takes place of the time, so there is the Hashem. And of course, it's the Hashem. Mitzvah's Milah. So it says, so the Ritva says, so we see from this Gemara that when a person is not mechuyev to be mal child, so then if it happens, even though he's allowed to be mal child, but if he does it,